Hello, Quentin. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me, Carl.
Oh, goodness. Thanks for coming in. The Louisiana legislature just wrapped its session. Is there any activity that stands out as either good or bad for the city?
You know, it was a very positive session for the city. Whether it was the Harris deal, whether it was the infrastructure deal, whether the education we did on bio, we accomplished all three.
Are there issues looking ahead that you wish they would have addressed or that will be carried forth next year?
I think there's always a desire for us to find money to make sure that we have the most educated population that we can have. The number one issue for any business is about talent and making sure your talent is educated. So the legislature, I think, found money for teacher pay, well-deserved, critically important. I wish they could find more because it's still below the Southern average, even with the pay increase. There has to be more money for pre-K. I think an area that I think all of us have to be focused upon is really on mental health. Over time, hopefully there will be increased funding. And I think the last question is really, we have an incredible Orleans Parish delegation, and we're going to lose three significant leaders are all term limited. They've got some great candidates to replace them, but it's not going to be easy.
You mentioned education, and I want to go back to that just a little bit. The Wall Street Journal just published a report reflecting the American South falling behind in key growth factors. The report claims that the emphasis on low wages and taxes is pushing away industries looking for strong education and urban capital centers. Are we moving ahead fast enough on education in the state of Louisiana?
That is the question that keeps me up at night. I would have to say we probably are not moving fast enough, but I think it deserves some amplification on that. We in the South, and I'm a native Southerner of Jacksonville, Florida, I think for a while we had the weather advantage, we had the low wage advantage, we had the low tax advantage, we were a right to work states mostly. Those were distinctive advantages. I think now what we're seeing in a globally connected economy where capital and people can be deployed offshore, nearshore, I think what we realize is that low cost isn't a sufficient differentiator. The cities in the South, the ascendant cities, whether the Atlantas, the Austins, the Nashvilles, the Charlottes, the people that compete with us, and then we compete toe-to-toe with them, have doubled down on investment. And I think we as a state are going to have to answer some critical questions about what we're doing in higher ed, what we're doing in pre-K, and then what we're doing in K-12.
One of NOPA's primary functions is to get community access to industry. And you're doing that this week, the technology industries. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The Business Alliance, along with generous sponsorship, companies like Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and SAIC, are sponsoring a whole day rocketing your revenue, really taking the opportunities those big companies have and helping our local businesses procure opportunities from them, become partners for them. So we're very excited. And that is what the event this Thursday is about.
So what's coming up later at the end of the month?
On Thursday, June 27th, the Business Alliance will be having its first annual meeting. We are honored to have the president and CEO of Carnival Corporation, Arnold Donald, native New Orleanian. He will be speaking about leadership reimagined. And our theme from the Business Alliance is really economic development reimagined.
Finally, you've been commended at some very high levels for your efforts.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Does that help open doors?
Any accolade gives you credibility. It gives you access to certain rooms. It gets you pulled into conversations rather than pushing yourself into conversations. So when we tell people that New Orleans is open for business and we really mean it, we're serious about it, and then people sort of say, oh, okay, I see that you received this honor or you're part of this group or you've been a part of that panel. People say, okay, I guess it is.
Quentin, thank you very much for coming in today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hope to be back soon.